Mornings with Scotty O on 101.5 The Hawk.
It is 8:36. Hey, good morning. I'm Scotty O. I've got Corey McGinnis in the studio with me as well this morning. He's here to talk about the new flag football program in Port Hawkesbury. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Scotty?
It's going very good. Now, thanks for coming in today. And tell me where this flag football idea comes from in the town of Port Hawkesbury.
Yeah, so it was my own business in Granville Green a couple months ago, and I felt the big gaff just pull me in, and it was the great Jim Pike.
Jim Pike!
Yeah, love so Jim put me up to it. Coach Pike, I used to play for him at the Sarek Saints.
Yep.
We were his test market for our first year of football.
Okay.
I think it was 2001.
But,
as you can see, we had some pretty great results during the end. We had Kyle and Gary McDonald putting some numbers up on the board. So he just said, you know, it's a nice like entry level flag football league.
Okay.
Pretty low pressure. I'll be honest, I've been watching some NFL games myself to relearn the American rules.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, it brings out a lot of passion for football that's been, you know, buried for a few years here. I think we have a few takers already.
Yeah.
Some registrants. But $95, man, real cheap. We're playing an hour a week, Saturdays.
Okay.
So we've got an under-16 league and an under-14 league.
Now, when you say league, how many people are playing in this league?
Well, that depends, Scotty, how many registrants we get by Saturday.
Okay.
But it's scrimmage-based. And talking to some kids, talking to some parents, they're doing scrimmages at Tamarack. Apparently, their principal's a big football nut.
Okay.
So they have uprights there. I didn't know that. So anyways, long story short, we're playing at the Summit Street Park. I believe it's Dan Willie McDonald's field.
Well, Dan Willie's the baseball field, so just next door. At the Port Hawkesbury Community Park. Like, the whole thing is considered the community park now.
The community park, yeah. Unless the geese are there, right?
The geese are part of the community. Let me tell you, the geese are part of that, especially the Dan Willie.
The geese mafia. So we're going to shove them out of the way at 10 o'clock for the under.
I never thought about that. I don't know if I want to play scrimmage on that.
Well, if they want to play, they're going to have to be able to take a hit. But for the rest of the kids,
yes. It's
non-contact. So
okay.
It's flag. I can't reiterate enough. It's flag football.
Now, flag football, yeah. For those that don't understand and have no idea, can
yes.
you explain the basics of flag football?
Yes. So in lieu of a tackle, mm-hmm. what you have is very minimal contact. You hit the knee, you work your way up to a flag, and then you rip it off the ball carrier. Or if you're lucky, the quarterback before they throw the ball.
Okay.
But once that flag comes off, there's one on each side of the player. That's all going to get part of the uniform. There's a jersey and everything that comes with it.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, once that flag is off, that's a tackle.
Right? Okay.
So either the ball is in your possession because you got the ball off of them, or you pull the flag and that's a down, right? But it's that simple, yeah.
Now, when it comes to flag football and you're looking at a league, now, a league takes a lot of players, does it not? Like football players,
yeah, that's right.
You have an offensive line, a defensive line. How many players are we looking at that you're going to need in this Port Hawkesbury program?
So what we need is just players.
Okay.
And, you know, I can work with 4-on-4, 5-on-5. Yes, ideally 11 players per team at a time out
yeah.
there representing each other. We have the manpower for coaches. We actually have Jim offering to a referee. Right? I convinced him to get out in that capacity.
Coach Pike with the whistle.
Yeah, and you watch out when you
yeah.
see that whistle blowing. But at the end of the day, you know, we can work with what we have. We do a little bit of pattern running first, probably for the first three practices. If I feel people are up for it,
okay.
Hey, we'll run these into plays. But the number one reason we're doing this is because mm-hmm. it's just fun. Right. Fun
Fair.
First and then skill comes later. We'll tack that on.
Talking with Corey McGinnis this morning. He is putting together the Port Hawkesbury Flag Football League or program that's happening in Port Hawkesbury. Now, here's the thing. You just sort of wrapped it up really nicely of what's going forward, but it already started, right? Like, you started 1 week ago.
Yeah. So we had a couple lads show up Saturday.
Saturday.
And they're probably good candidates for quarterback or defensive corners.
Nice.
I see myself in both of them. But you have to understand, I'm a little bit partial to the tackling component when I was a defensive corner. I use a little bit of judo to the chagrin and anger of most of the people I tackled.
Can you do that?
You can't now because it's flag football, but yeah. I very much proudly exercised my judo skills on the defensive.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, and I got away with it quite well. And you'll see just a light dusting of probably some army doctrine, some battle techniques. I'm a reservist, so I'm going to borrow a little bit of the infantry there as well.
Okay.
And implement that into the play. So speed and aggression will be super important. But that's like part of the fun, right?
Yes.
So we're going to do some patterns. We're going to make sure we understand them. We want to do some receiving. We want to do some throwing, see who's good at what. We're obviously going to rotate around different roles because,
yes.
again, there's not like strictly assigned roles. But once that's all done, let's just put it into a scrimmage, name the plays, get the clipboard out, and it'll be a collaborative process. I want people's input. What play did they like? What did they don't like?
Mm-hmm.
But if we limit it to three different patterns, that's great. We can still make different plays with that.
Yeah.
And it's all about field time, right? So again, first couple practices, we're going to go through some theory, a little bit of that. But I'll be out running with you guys when we're doing warm-ups. I'll be doing all the drills with you as well. I got a bit of a bum elbow working that up for an Army course. But mm-hmm. before that, I'll be pretty much doing everything but throwing the ball with my right arm.
And we're talking about teenagers, right? Like teenagers that want to come out and learn the game of football that might not know it yet.
Yes, it's about learning first. And like I said, I'm still relearning some of the rules.
Yeah.
I forgot to. And I'm sure some of the fathers had a couple laughs from the stands on Saturday. I had one of the guys throw the ball ahead while they're running to the end zone. I was like, well, let's just replay that again.
Yeah.
Throw it behind you. So, yeah, with that, there's a lot of organization. But like I said, Jim and I have been going through some patterns and some plays together. He's obviously the godfather of the football
mm-hmm.
you know, story here in Port Hawkesbury. But they're doing this. So football in Nova Scotia, we're doing this in Antigonish and Sydney. Port Hawkesbury just, you know, I happen to call them up, and I'm working with a gentleman named Logan Neal. And he's been instrumental in just putting all the resources together. You register through him. It's going to be posted again on the Hawk and the Civic Center's recreation site.
Yep.
And, you know, other than that, it's just a simple matter of showing up. You have the sneakers on, great. Like, if you have shoes, you can play this.
Fair enough.
We'll provide everything else.
Fair enough. You can get the information off our website, 1015thehawk.com, in our Hawk neighborhood right now. Port Hawkesbury Flag Football. The start date was September 13th, but if somebody wants to show up this Saturday, no issue, right?
Yeah, we're going to start from scratch. We'll go to the 9th of November, and if we have to push it ahead a week, we'll do that.
Okay, Port Hawkesbury Flag Football, talking with Corey McGinnis. He is heading up Port Hawkesbury Flag Football. If you or your child wants to get into flag football, there's a U16 division or 16U division. That's for kids born, I say kids, but you know, they're not really, for teenagers, born in 2009, 2010, 2011. The U14 division are for kids born, I'm going to say kids again, born in 2012 or 2013. They can play as U14. Corey, thanks for coming in and talking flag football. Last words.
Catch the football.
I like that. That's the best last words. Catch the football. Have you ever coached before? It's a really coach thing to say.
Yeah, I have, but other sports.
Yeah?
This is new for me too, guys.
Catch the football. All right. Flag football happening in Port Hawkesbury at the community park. Be there for what time Saturday morning? U14, 10 a.m. U16, 11.
Roger that.
A.M. Gotcha. Thanks for coming in.